You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Biden's COVID-19 plan will define his presidency. UK hospitals are using blockchain in vaccine storage, and reopening schools has become a high-stakes experiment. Here's what you should know. Dealing with COVID-19 is an all-encompassing task, and Biden's handling of the pandemic will define his time in office. The new president has said he will mandate mask wearing wherever federal policy allows. He also aims to give 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days, expanding who's allowed to get vaccinated and mobilizing FEMA to build mass vaccination centers. Essentially, his administration will do what public health experts have been asking since last winter. Two UK hospitals are using blockchain technology to monitor the temperatures of refrigerators that are storing vaccines. Developed by UK firm Everywhere and US organization Hedera Hashgraph, the technology keeps a digital record of the shots and, in theory, helps hospitals pick up on possible storage issues before administering them. This information is transmitted to Everywhere's cloud platform, encrypted, and then passed to Hedera's blockchain network, where it can be verified against public data. And when schools closed last spring and reopened in the fall, principals bore the brunt of figuring out how to protect students and staff. At one high-poverty elementary school in Florida, children who attended in person did much better than those who didn't, and there wasn't a single known transmission on the premises. But that doesn't mean the measures that worked there will work everywhere else. Because there's been no national coordination or data compilation when it comes to school reopenings, there's still a lot we don't know about schools and COVID-19. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.